It's the show on 91.5. I'm Mark Brody, along with Phil Latzman.
And Mark, the Arizona Air National Guard base on the south side of Sky Harbor Airport has now been renamed in honor of the man who founded it 70 years ago.
That would be five-time Arizona Senator Barry Goldwater, who was also a pilot who served in World War II and was an avid flyer. He helped activate the fighter squadron at Luke Field in 1946. The unit moved to Sky Harbor in 1952.
His son, Barry Goldwater Jr., remembers those days. He grew up flying in his father's lap in the cockpit of the Piper Cub that his dad purchased after the war. At the dedication ceremony of the base in his late father's name, Jr., a former congressman himself, discussed flying and some present-day politics.
Well, it's very emotional because he's my father. And even though I lived most of that time with him, it's always nice when people get together to honor him. And this is an exceptional occasion because he was so much involved with the Air National Guard. For them to do that was very touching.
I think most people know him as a distinguished U.S. senator, as somebody who meant a lot to Arizona in so many ways, but maybe don't know him as that pilot that you grew up with flying with.
You know, he was an eclectic kind of person. I mean, he did so much. He was a photographer. He had a huge interest in ham radio, but he flew. He loved flying. He had over 10,000 hours. Flew all over the world and promoted aviation. So this was near and dear to his heart. And to be recognized for it, I think he would be touched.
What do you think he would think of the year 2016 and all the things that have happened this year politically? And his name being raised in certain circles in referring to it.
You know something? I think he'd be amused. I think he'd be very amused and very pleased that the Republican Party at the last moment came together and provided the kind of support that our Republican candidate, Donald Trump, required. But it was an unusual election, and I think he would basically be amused by it, but he'd be very supportive.
Would he have been amused with Donald Trump and some of his comments, or would he be a little concerned?
You know, I think he looks at the bigger picture and not get caught up in the minutia of the personality called Donald Trump. You can't get overwhelmed by what the president-elect says. You got to listen to the bigger picture and the broader picture of what he's doing and what he's trying to do. So I don't think he would get upset one way or another. I think he'd again be quite amused by it.
Time magazine has Donald Trump as the man of the year, but of the divided states of America. Do you think these are the divided states of America? As a former member of Congress, how do we reunite them?
I don't think it's any more divided than when Barack Obama got elected. We have this every 4 years. And I think it's commendable that there's so much passion out there during this election. I think it speaks well of America's democracy, that so many Americans become passionate. And there's nothing wrong with that. And nobody says one side is right or not. It is part of the political process, and you don't want to get so emotionally tied to it that you forget to look at the bigger picture, and that is we're all in there together to protect and fight for our freedoms and to have a commander-in-chief and a president who's our leader. Whether it's a Democrat or Republican doesn't make any difference. We have elections, the process works, we have a new president, we get behind him and hope for the best.
And that's KJZZ's Phil Latzman speaking with Barry Goldwater, Jr.